Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Several Senate confirmation hearings are happening today. The Judiciary Committee beginning its questioning right now of Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi. Later, the Foreign Affairs Committee will be questioning Marco Rubio, who's hoping to become the next Secretary of State. President Biden delivers a farewell address this evening from the Oval Office. Santa Ana winds are picking up in Southern California again. That's the highest level of red flag fire warning is also up for today for Los Angeles. They're closing in on a ceasefire deal in the Middle East.
Cautious optimism here. ABC News learning that Israel and Hamas have agreed on the core elements of a ceasefire deal, but Hamas yet to respond to the latest draft of an agreement. Haggling still going on.
ABC senior foreign correspondent Ian Pannell. A new look on the economy and inflation. The month-to-month reading on inflation showed a 0.4% increase between November and December. Investors encouraged the numbers weren't higher. The Dow was up 660 points ahead of the open. This is ABC News. Jarvis. Today, the Supreme Court hears arguments over access to internet porn. A new law in Texas would require age verification by visitors to porn sites to prove that they're at least 18 years old. Critics claim that would violate the First Amendment, and they raise privacy concerns, worried personal data could be leaked. But Ian Colby with the Age Verification Provider Association disagrees.
If we can put a man on the moon, then it's absolutely possible with modern technology, the latest encryption and cryptology, to be able to tell somebody that you're over 18 without having any risk whatsoever.
18 other states have passed laws requiring age verification on pornography sites. Authorities warning about a new swindle, so-called brushing scams. It starts when you receive an unexpected package. It doesn't list a sender. If you open the package, it contains a scannable QR code to find out who sent it, but police say scanning that code allows access to your phone and all your personal information. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced at the Capitol Tuesday he's using federal funding to open a new Office of Violence Prevention. Creation of the office doesn't need legislative approval. Republican legislative leaders say any plans on passing new gun control laws are dead on arrival. A Belgian potato company has decided that Stevens Point won't be the location for their first U.S. headquarters. Mayor Mike Wiese says a deal could still be made with Agristo at a later date to open a second American plant there. Agristo will finish a deal with Grand Forks, North Dakota this spring. It's estimated to create over 300 jobs. And there'll be a new name in higher education in Madison. The Board of Trustees of Edgewood College voted to change the school's name to Edgewood University. Catholic institution has been effectively operating as a university since 1986, but it instituted graduate programs. The name change will take effect in July.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be warmer today. We'll have some sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase with a few light snow showers this afternoon. It will be breezy, too, with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25. Our high today, 28. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 34. Get the bathroom remodel you've always wanted. Interest-free from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, neath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet. Set our vows under that old pine tree. You ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet in the middle. Babe, I love the way we work it out. That's what love is all about. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Diamond Rio meet in the middle, 9:09 this hour today in history, opening farm markets as well. Oh, by the way, an extra anniversary to pass along today. happy anniversary to Amber and John Kohler. Happy anniversary to them. And so, you know, say happy anniversary to them over at Rooster Tail or JKO Auto Body Shop today. Happy anniversary, Amber and John. Let's see. TikTok's future is in doubt. It's in the hands of the Supreme Court, supposed to be banned in the U.S., I guess, on Sunday. Well, another app called Red Note is now topping the charts. Red Note was the top free-to-download app at the Apple App Store. Apparently, it's another app that can share videos, post pictures, and all of that, owned by China. So I'm not sure why you'd want to download that if the other Chinese app, TikTok, is going to be banned. Well, then this one will be next. But we'll see. I guess, I just don't understand it. I guess I get it. But how many apps, social media apps, do you need? Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, blah, 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 blah. Guess I went in the wrong business. I should have been an app designer for social media, huh? Wow. Here's Carrie Underwood. See you again. It's 9/11.
Said goodbye, turned around, and you were gone, gone, gone. Faded into the setting sun. Slipped away, but I won't cry, 'cause I know I'll never be lonely. For you are the stars to me, you are the light.
Boy, you're having too much fun. much fun. What's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, but I ain't never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. It threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. No such thing as like a girl too pretty with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
That beer ain't getting any colder. And I don't know who is waiting for. You keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. You're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. 'Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my eight. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. 'Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Hell, hey.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Jordan Davis and I Ain't Saying 920. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Wisconsin Corn Soybean Expo coming up February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari. Just visit cornsoyexpo.org for more information on that. Bob Dylan fans, there's some memorabilia up for auction. An early draft of the lyrics to Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man could bring in lots of cash in an auction this Saturday. The lyrics were tossed in a trash can by Dylan back in 1964 after he spent the night writing them at rock journalist Al Arnowitz's New Jersey home. Well, he rescued the lyrics and passed them down to his children when he passed away in 2005. Wow. One man's trash is another man's treasure, right? Get this. The auction estimates that the lyrics could fetch as much as $600,000.
Break the winter blues during the second annual Lake O'Galley Association Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event Saturday in O'Galley. Prizes in six different fish categories or catch O'Gal and win $20,000. The winter event includes kids' drawings, door prizes, raffles, and more. Diamond sponsors include the O'Galley Sportsman's Club, Sunstrom & Company, Maxville Truck & Repair, Ron and Paul Sins, and Tim and Sue Anderson. The second annual Lake O'Galley Association Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event this Saturday in O'Galley.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi. Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, beat freaks. Who's ready to move? Let's start this day right.
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Outside of this one church town, there's a gold dirt road to a whole lot of nothing. Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Take a break and break bread on Sunday, then do it all again, cause we're proud to be from God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in the 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a pin found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God's country. God's country. I don't care what my headstone reads or what kind of pine wood box I end up in. It's my time, lay me 6 feet deep in God's country.
You've been to steal, I wonder. And this time did it feel like thunder.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar. More than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole. Somebody's daughter.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. Andrew Baldridge, She's Somebody's Daughter, 9:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Durand, Arkansas, or the Pepin County Heritage Center, rather, will be holding a Durand, Arkansas History Chat February 11th from 10:30 to noon at the Heritage Center. It'll be a local history show and tell, and areas of discussion will focus on the Durand, Arkansas area. You can even bring a photo, artifact, or just yourself. A representative from the Pepin County Heritage Center will be at the event to discuss and answer any questions. And again, is a Durand, Arkansas History Chat with the Pepin County Heritage Center, February 11th from 10:30 to noon. Let's run down today in history. 1870, the donkey was first used to symbolize the Democratic Party. It was appearing in a cartoon by Thomas Nast in Harper's Weekly. 1943, the Pentagon completed in Arlington, Virginia. 1953, President Harry Truman was the first U.S. president to use radio and television to say, "See ya," as he left office. 1955, the first solar-heated radiation-cooled house was built by Raymond Bliss in Tucson, Arizona. 1973, President Nixon orders an end to all military attacks against North Vietnam following progress in the Paris peace talks. 1976, Sarah Jane Moore was sentenced to life in prison for the attempted assassination of President Gerald Ford. In 2007, two aides to former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein were executed for their roles in the killing of 148 people during a brutal government crackdown on Shiite Muslims in the 80s. Those executions came 2 weeks after Hussein himself had been executed for the same crime. In 2009, in what was quickly dubbed the Miracle on the Hudson, the pilot of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 lands the plane in the freezing waters of the Hudson River near Midtown Manhattan after the plane sustained a major engine failure shortly after takeoff from New York's LaGuardia Airport. Pilot Chelsea Sullenberger of Danville, California, an Air Force veteran, hailed a hero for putting the jet down at 165 miles an hour. Captain Sully, you bet. No computer could have ever done that. I think they've tried, and all of the computers, nope, never works. Good old-fashioned Air Force pilot doing it the hard way, or the easy way, I guess, for a human. You bet. 2016, actor Dan Haggerty passed away at the age of 74. He's best known for playing the lead role in The Life and Times of Grizzly Adams. In 2018, pharmacy giant CVS said it would ban retouched photos in its store brand makeup marketing and promotional displays. In 2023, basketball player LeBron James surpassed 38,000 NBA career points. James joined Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the only other player in NBA history to surpass 38,000 career points. That's what happened on the State in History. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. Market update being brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Elsevia Co-op.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Milk markets are mixed with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk down 4 to 1981, March up 5 to 1970, April up 7 to 1940, May milk steady at 1926. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets this morning, live cattle markets are moving mostly higher. Feeder cattle, though, mostly mixed. The trade took some profits in some of the contracts yesterday. Boxed beef prices, though, continue to remain strong. Hog futures are mostly higher as well. A little bit of profit taking, however, in a few of the contracts. February live cattle up 25 cents to 197.65. January feeder cattle down 2 cents to 274.07. While February hogs down 30 cents to 83.32. And at the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are mostly higher, soybeans mostly lower, wheat markets mostly higher today. Now, it's a relatively quiet trade. Some traders are surprised prices have been able to hold on to the most of the recent rally.
But it's important to note fundamental pictures for the grains have really changed significantly since the WASDE report. Now, soybeans have a little pressure as there is some harvest pressure from Brazil starting to creep into the market. New crop corn up a quarter to 457. New crop beans down four to 1045 and a half. March wheat up 2 3/4 to 549. Minneapolis wheat March up one. I'm Brian Winnekins.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be warmer today. We'll have some sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase with a few light snow showers this afternoon. It will be breezy, too, with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25. Our high today, 28. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 34. Get the bathroom remodel you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Yeah. Well, let's say it all. From Star, Mississippi, to the big stage I'm singing on tonight. And sometimes the butterflies still get me when I'm in the spotlight. And some people seem to think that I've changed, that I'm different than I was back then. But in my soul, I know that I'm the same way that I've really always been. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just 'cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big headed from a little bit of fame. I still like wearing my old ball cap, riding my screen. But that don't mean I've forgotten where I came from. That's just me chasing dreams, yeah. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just 'cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big headed from a little bit of fame. Everybody knows her name. Ain't big headed from a little bit of fame. Still like wearing my old ball cap, riding my kids around piggyback. They might know me all around this world. That's alright. 'Cause y'all, I'm still Mississippi girl.
Mississippi girl. song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Sing it.
Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
Somebody told us Wall Street fell, but we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt was gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with the TVA. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it.
Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
Play it.
Shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Song, song of the South. Gone, gone with the wind. Song, song of the South. Song, song of the South.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When you say I love you before you hang up the phone, when you buy her favorite wine on your way home, when you kiss her in the kitchen, when you kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her, it stays on her mind. When you put her first, every single time. When you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't notice what you're doing there, every little look, every single word. Had a bad day, when you shut up and listen to what she has to say, when you tell her she's stronger than the storm blowing in, when you're there when she just needs a friend, it matters to her, it stays on her mind, when you put her first, every single time, when you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't know. Single word, oh, it matters to her. Yeah, it matters
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Scotty McCreary and It Matters to Her 9:51. And this reminder, the Steve Larson Memorial Ice Fishing Contest coming up February 2nd, noon to 3:30 at Mirror Lake in Mondovi. There'll be prizes in three different fishing categories. There'll also be a kids' ball drop at 1 and at 2:30. Just visit the Mondovi Conservation Club's Facebook page for more information. Here's an interesting, kind of scary for some folks on a flight to Phoenix recently. A coyote is being blamed for forcing a flight to return to Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Officials said a United Airlines flight from the Windy City to Phoenix had to return to O'Hare Sunday morning after hitting a coyote during takeoff. Geez, you'd only think something like that would happen, you know, like at the Maxville International Airport. Just, you know, coyotes, deers, whatever. Not in O'Hare, but, yep, it did. Another plane had to take the passengers to their destination later in the afternoon. They hit the coyote with its landing gear. The plane was obviously able to land safely. The Federal Aviation Administration's investigating. And, you know, while there was a coyote there, no sign of any roadrunners at O'Hare International.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind. From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead, set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com. That's babbel.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I heard he needed some help on the farm. Somebody with a truck and two strong arms. Not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man. I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I
was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog, so I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dad come heat, I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't, 'cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City, she was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer, the kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind, with that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog, so I cool off in the creek. And she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Rodney Atkins and Farmer's Daughter, 9:59. Happy National Bagel Day. Polish immigrants introduced the bagel to the United States. Throughout New York City and the surrounding boroughs, they grew thriving businesses. Well, it didn't take long for them, the bakers, to organize. In 1907, they created the International Bagel Bakers Union. For decades, the local 388 held contracts with nearly all bagel bakeries for its workers in and around the city. Until 1960s, bakeries made bagels by hand. And then Daniel Thompson invented the bagel maker. And came the heated debate, man versus machine. The question of the better bagel dangled before customers. Was it the handcrafted bagel or the manufactured bagel? The bagel became more common throughout North America during the last quarter of the 20th century. Credit of the bagel spread across the country goes to baker Harry Lender, his son Murray, and Florence Sender. Their efforts led to the automated production and distribution of frozen bagels